It's 8:45 at WFIR. The coronavirus is here in Virginia, of course, and in the Roanoke Valley. It's taken a toll on people, fatally in some cases. And now with social distancing and with Governor Northam's stay-at-home order Monday, many small businesses are scrambling to stay afloat until the all-clear is given. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live by phone this morning is Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Beth Bell to talk about how many businesses are adapting to this new reality. Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm as good as we can be.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Beth. Now, before we get into some of the particulars, what's the feedback that you're getting from chamber members, Beth? How will the stay-at-home order through June 10th, unless that changes, how do you think, Beth, it will further impact some of them?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be really tough for a lot of them, not being able to do business at the capacity that they're used to doing. And, you know, some are adapting, which I know we're going to talk about, but I don't think that most of those I don't think that most of those will actually sustain a business. You know, it's still not going to be at the level of production that they normally would be, but hopefully it'll be enough to kind of bridge the gap between now and getting some funding through the stimulus bill and things like that.
Good morning, Beth.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you threw at me, some of the ways local businesses are adapting. I thought this one was interesting. You're talking about that some local restaurants are actually selling groceries. You mentioned Martin's, Farm Brigesa, R.T. Smith's, the coffee pot with a roll of toilet paper thrown in as an inducement. Talk about what these people are doing. Are they selling some of their excess stock from their storerooms or freezers?
I think it may have started that way, but they are selling fresh meats, fresh produce, prepared items like salads. You know, Martin's has pimento cheese on the menu. So I think they're producing it daily and reordering and selling it, which is a great idea, you know, to still have some sales and use their kitchen and things like that, keep their employees employed. And as far as the toilet paper go, it makes sense. You know, a lot of these places have bulk stock of toilet paper and they don't have people coming into their restaurant, so they may as well sell that too.
Yeah, actually, finding toilet paper is like finding gold these days. So, and you also, one of the things you talked about, you know, a lot of places are doing takeout or curbside now, and you talked about maybe more deals on family meals. You mentioned Mama Maria's in Salem, for example, and people might look for some good deals out there and on a family type meal. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. So what some restaurants are doing instead of being like, you know, Mama Maria's is selling, you know, enough pasta for four people, that kind of thing, maybe a tray of pasta. You know, so it's going to be better pricing and also help families who are now cooking at home every day and battling the grocery store and battling, you know, being home, working from home with kids and all those things.
We're talking with Beth Bell. She's the executive director of the Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce. One of them you mentioned to me a couple days ago was talk about this produce company. They normally sell lettuce and other local produce to like school systems and all that. And of course, now they're kind of expanding and they're letting residents place orders and pick up produce once a week.
Yes, I think they're actually doing it twice a week. So it's Produce Source Partners. And I've also seen that Roanoke Fruit and Produce are doing it as well. But it's been great. My family has used Produce Source Partners. You can go online, order, and then they tell you specific times that you can drive up and they'll drop it in your car. It's a lot of it is priced really well, too, most of the time below the grocery store. So it's a good option for not having to go into the store and expose yourself to other people. And especially I know that some families are really struggling with the idea that they can't take their kids with them to the store now, right? Like you should have as little exposure as possible at this time. So if you're a single parent, that can be a problem. You don't have childcare, you can't take your kids. So what are you supposed to do? So you can actually drive up to after, you know, of course, place your order online, prepay, there's no cash handling. Drive up to Produce Source Partners or Roanoke Fruit and Produce. There's also some farms that are selling, you know, beef like Truman Hill Farm. Just drive up, they drop it in the trunk, you go home. So it's, you know, you're still able to get groceries but have minimal interactions with other people.
Okay, that's Produce Source Partners and the other one is Roanoke Produce?
Yes.
Okay, and you can find them online, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We're talking with Beth Bell, Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director Beth Bell, and we're just kind of bouncing some ideas around, things she hears about. Before I turn it back to Joey, talk about this boomlet you've been talking about in virtual programs, Ferguson Fitness putting programs online, Bricks for Kids. We did a story on them a few days ago showing people how to build some of these Lego projects at home. Noel Anderson, music therapy, he moved it to online, and singing lessons even moved online. Are you hearing some interesting stories like that from members about, you know, going more online as this shutdown is in place?
Yeah, I think some of it started out as a, you know, we thought we were going to be just stuck at home for maybe 2 weeks. So I think some of it started out almost as like community service, you know, like let's keep our kids moving. Let's, you know, let's do some things to relieve stress. But now that we're in it for the long haul, I see people actually, you know, doing more programming that they can also earn income from. And some are taking donations. You know, Roanoke Yoga is another one. But Noel Anderson, the music therapist, and her group also does singing lessons and music lessons, and they're offering all of their services online. And that's also really important because music therapy is used as like other therapies to help with mental health. And right now, that's going to be really important for a lot of people who are stuck at home. You know, this whole coronavirus thing is causing a grieving process. In a way, you're grieving like our life as we know it, added stress. So it's really answering that call, as well as hopefully providing enough income to help these businesses sustain this time period.
All right, it's 8:52 at WFIR, 8 before the hour. We're joined by Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Beth Bell. We're talking about how many businesses are adapting with what we have going on right now. Now, Beth, Salem Roanoke Chamber has moved all programming to virtual. Create a relevant programming like the Teleworks webinar. How did that go, Beth? And do you think after this COVID-19 pandemic subsides, do you think, Beth, we'll see more companies use teleworking and remote conferencing maybe a little bit more often?
I think so. I think it'll be a combination. You know, my background is I've been working at home and virtually for like 15 years until I got this chamber position. So it was really natural for me to move things online. But I also think in general, it's a cycle that businesses go through where they do offer things online. And, you know, what I learned doing the teleworking session with Rod Solutions is that most businesses are still really actually not set up for it. So we were just trying to help people, you know, in this time of crisis, how can they keep more employees employed? And that was one of the solutions, was by implementing some of their teleworking policies and tools and resources. But we've gotten positive feedback. Our very first event was something that was supposed to be an in-person event. It was a brand workshop with B2C Consulting, which is now 5 Points. And it was great. We had almost 40 people registered, and a lot of people said, thanks for moving this online, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to come. You know, it was a lot more convenient for them to learn from where they were.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great feedback. We're also hosting weekly check-ins with our members where they can call, they can talk to us about what their challenges are. We're going to come up with solutions together and point them to the resources. My plan is to have some updates from local leaders, from maybe the SBDC, legislators, just to give an update and be a place for our members to come, ask their questions and talk about their concerns, as well as some networking. I've also seen some really fun virtual networking going on, even happy hours. We're going to look into doing that. Say, for example, you can still get your beer to go from a craft brewery at this time. So we're going to encourage members, if they would like to have that kind of beverage, grab that, meet us online. We're going to still talk about our business and just see, you know, just make sure we all come out on the other side of this together.
We'll talk with Beth Bell, the executive director of the Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce. I want to talk about another thing, and we actually did a story a couple days ago on Big Lick Screen Printing. They're a Here for Good campaign where basically they're selling these T-shirts online. Whatever logo you want, you can put a business logo on there. Half goes to them to help keep them afloat, and then half goes to the business. And this is something you're working with Macaroni Kid, and the money that comes back to Macaroni Kid is going to go towards helping kids go to a couple dozen or so summer camps. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So full disclosure, I'm the publisher of Macaroni Kid Roanoke as well. But through Macaroni Kid, we have the honor of working with so many wonderful community organizations like the theater, the art museum. And I've just been thinking, like, oh my goodness, we need, it's a bad time, right? Like, we don't know when we're going to be able to go start open for business again. And then parents are home and spending more money than ever on groceries and maybe some on entertainment. And they're not going to be able to maybe book summer camps as quickly as they would have in years past. And so what we're doing is we're using Big Lick Screen Printing's Here for Good campaign. We've designed a t-shirt that we think is kind of fun or nice for anyone to wear. It says, when you can't see the sun, be the sun. And $10 from the purchase of every shirt will go into a fund that Macaroni Kid Roanoke will use to purchase summer camps from the local organizations that have supported us for 10 years now. And it's just our way to help give back to them, help parents get their children, you know, into summer camps, which I'm sure by that time they will be ready for their kids to go to summer camp.
Right.
Yeah. They probably can't wait. So, but I just think it's a win-win. And, you know, I've seen Marge Easterling at Big Lick helping dozens of organizations, which is really nice to see.
So how do people find out about that, the t-shirt?
They can go to roanoke.macaronikid.com. And I'll be setting up an online event on Facebook for this as well, on Macaroni Kid Roanoke. And with that, I'll actually be interviewing live on Facebook all of the different camps so that we can learn more about the people behind the camp and what they're doing. So they can also follow us on Facebook.
Okay, that's Roanoke Macaroni Kid on Facebook. And before I let you go, talk about how people access the Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce, whether they're a member or not, and they may want to inquire about being a member, but where do people go online? And I guess they can go to Facebook too?
They can. There's a Facebook page where we're trying to post updates on, you know, the SBA loans and any other resources available, all of our virtual programming. They can also go to our website, which is s-rcchamber.org, so Salem-Roanoke County Chamber.org, and look at our event calendar. At this time, our Monday check-in is open to all businesses in the community. If they start to get crowded, then I might have to change that to business member only. But right now, we're just trying to help the whole business community. So they're welcome to join us. They do have to register. It's free. They can find those events on our Facebook page at Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce or on our website.
And is there a certain time for the Monday check-in?
It's at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. All right. Well, I'm going to have to leave it there. Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Beth Bell. Hopefully people feel a little bit better. And Beth, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.